Good morning, guys. This is Masa again. How's it going? Now, I'm walking down the street to work a little bit in a hurry because I'm going to hold the meeting in 15 minutes. Yeah. Oh, it's very windy. Seemingly, it's going to snow. Yeah. Anyway, I'm here to tell you another tip for practices using YouTube. Do you remember? I already uploaded an audio file talking about the tip, using the words tip and some words that comes from the category that you are interested in. Yeah, so the practice is very, very useful and helpful for English learners. Yeah, and I have another tip. So using the word interview. Yeah, interview. So you can type the words at first interview, and so you can add some person's name, so like actor's name, or yeah, singers, music players, anything like that. So you can easily find the YouTube, yeah. So the interview of some your favorite person, and so there you'll find the person speaking maybe slightly in another way that you had known in the movie, or something like that, because in the movie they are acting with some specified image or role. Yeah. So it's even if it's describing a casual occasion, casual situation, casual talking, daily talking, so it definitely yes, different from their really real casual talking. I think so. Yeah. So actually I try this approach a lot, and I found this guy is pretty different now, pretty different from the situation, this talking that he's in the movie. Yeah, so maybe so modeling after the action in the movie is absolutely helpful, but you can know the other side of their speaking, of the way they speak. Yeah. Oh, it's more casual, more natural, more, helpful for you, for me, to improve our English. Yeah. So, please try it. Yeah. Well, that's all for today. Yeah. Thank you for taking your time. Catch you later. Bye.